This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Review on the air for the week of April 15th to the 19th. We're all here together, talk hosts from around the country to discuss the big issues of the week, according to the list published in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. We'll probably spend a good deal of time on number one. And in order to do that, we have our cast ready, at the ready, ready to go. Our cast includes Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. John Harper from WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. And as they used to say on the Kate Smith program before it was discovered she was a racist old lady. And now, ladies and gentlemen, your announcer, Doug Steffen. All right. So did any of you hear that story? The story of Kate Smith. John, do you remember? You're probably the only one old enough with me to remember Kate Smith and her singing the Moon Come. Remember? Come on. You had to have watched that show when you were a kid.
No, I certainly do. I vaguely remember that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, she apparently is a racist, and they've been playing her song in the seventh inning of New York Yankees games. For how long, Jennifer, did we hear earlier on? There was
30, for a year, a decade,
Since 9/11. But apparently she has some things in her past that somebody uncovered, so no more is she going to be heard singing the national anthem. Or not
uh-oh.
The national anthem, but God Bless America. Yes, it is an uh-oh. All right, so let's dispense with the formalities. I don't usually go through the list anyway in order. We just kind of pick things and work our way through them. But certainly the number one issue, the number one item, the number one story, the number one topic this week is the Mueller report. That's on the top of the list. Some describe it as the ugly detail. Jennifer, how do you describe it? Let's start with you.
I think it was the inevitable, right? This was the culmination of the over two big years of investigation into the Trump campaign. And, you know, as much as there's been a media frenzy and circus around it, I don't know how much of it is really new if you really think it through. This investigation went 701 days from the time that it was ordered by the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and until the report was disseminated to the media and put online at the Department of Justice. You can go up there and read it.
I want to pay $10.50 and download it from Amazon.
Yeah, I don't know who would do that. Especially when you can get it for free, but okay.
What bookstore? Borders. Didn't Borders book you could get on your Kindle?
I think Borders is out of business now, aren't they?
Not Borders. Who was the other?
Barnes & Noble.
That's it. Yeah, Barnes & Noble.
They had the Nook. Yeah, that's right. So what we learned is that this report was done in two sections. The first was about conspiracy and collusion, and they talked a lot about Russian interference in our election, had a lot of information about how the Russians went about interfering in the election using social media platforms. They cleared any American of any wrongdoing or conspiring or colluding with Russia during 2016. That included the president. That was very good news for him. On to obstruction of justice, and I kind of keep going back to Alan Dershowitz, who I think is a very smart legal mind, and he said it is unfortunate that Robert Mueller didn't come to a conclusion either in the case to make a case of obstruction or to clear the president of obstruction, because what he did was offer a bunch of loose ends saying here are 10 instances, most of them we had heard about in reports by the media throughout this investigation, but here are 10 instances when the president could have obstructed justice. There really wasn't a crime here. We don't know if he did obstruct justice. We'll let it leave it up for Congress to decide. And now because you have Democrats leading the House, that means that Congress is going to do everything they can to try to use this report to work against the president, especially going into an election year. So they will question Robert Mueller. They will no doubt question more people that were brought into this report. They want to see a full version of the report. They don't want those redactions in there anymore. They'll talk to William Barr about that on May 1st and 2nd when he appears before Congress to explain how he redacted the report and his role in all of this. So it's now on to political fallout. And you hear the media, you hear Democrats, you hear Republicans, you hear the president, everybody's spinning to try to push this report in their favor. And I think really at the kind of the core of this, good news, we should all be celebrating, no conspiracy, no collusion. Obviously, we know this president probably has a short temper. He was accused of something. He was accused of treason, which is punishable by the death penalty. And he was mad. He was trying to get this investigation to stop. He thought it would take down his presidency. And he did some dumb things. He said some dumb things. But there was no action taken to prove. Right. There was no action taken to prove that there was real obstruction. So I think legally the president is clear, but certainly this will continue in politics. What's the appetite of the American people for this? And does it go back and backfire on Democrats for doubling down and continuing investigations? That'll be one of the storylines. We're also going to learn how this investigation was started, which could be troublesome for the last administration in the Department of Justice, which at least looks to be, in my opinion, weaponized about political opponents.
I want the business of my country to continue. Get done. Get off your butts and stop this nonsense. Get to work and do the business of the country. This is not the business of the country. This is the business of gossip mongers, the business of political honchos. And I'm wondering, though, Victoria, from your point of view, your perch at the D.C. radio company, is it floating around some of the stuff that's been redacted? That's got to be in the gossip wind already. Isn't it some of the things that were redacted? Do you hear anything about that?
Well, I think some of the things that were redacted have to do with the counterintelligence investigation. Some of them have to do with not bringing people who were peripherally involved into the investigation, sources and methods, things like that. So that's obviously of interest to people. And, you know, those things that are redacted are always interesting, aren't they? Because they're redacted.
Yeah, right.
So people want to know. Mueller did say that President Trump's written answers were inadequate. So, you know, that's one of the reasons he wasn't able to come to a conclusion.
He's not a good writer.
He also kept saying that he didn't recall and that he didn't remember. But he did say that if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, however, we're unable to reach that judgment. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. And Mueller also went into it very clearly with the determining standard of the Justice Department, which is that you cannot indict a sitting president. So he wasn't going to indict the president while he's a sitting president. So that's a very important piece of this. I think another very important piece of this is that there were numerous instances in which Trump tried to influence the inquiry. And what's interesting that came out is how many times his aides refused to carry out orders. But I think what's interesting is something that is not being talked about yet, and I hope it will be, which is, Bloomberg's reporting on this, and I think others will. Facebook is mentioned 81 times. Twitter gets 71 mentions. Google only gets 6 mentions. And this is about the use of social media by the Russians in influencing the election, not attempting to influence the election, but in influencing the election. And I think the question now is, are social media companies in the U.S. prepared for the next election? And I think the answer is no. And what is going to be done to prepare both the United States, both our electoral systems and social media companies for the next election? And I don't hear that being talked about in any kind of serious way. And I think that is the business of the United States.
Yeah, I do, too. I agree with you on that one. All right, we'll continue comments from Rick Jensen and John Harper coming up here on the Talk Radio Review. Right now, I want to advise you, those of you who listen with intent to this program or other programs that I'm involved in, you've heard me talk a lot about Calitrin, which in my mind is the healthiest choice for weight loss because I've used it and have been very successful. But not only that, around the country, people who are really interested in the right choice for the right reason. This is all about your health and well-being. Yes, it's important to have a good handle on your weight. And if you're too heavy, you want to lose it. But don't you want to keep it off as well? And that's what Calitrin does. The only program that is simple, easy to administer, inexpensive, and doesn't involve crash diets, doesn't involve operations, no drugs, no stimulants. It's the all-natural, healthy way, and that's why I talk about it, because that's my focus when it comes to advertising things that are important to our health. It's good for you to lose the weight. It's good for you to do it in a natural way. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, is proven to help you with weight loss and joint pain, things like that. This is natural, no side effects whatsoever. You take it for about 6 months, and that's the deal here. Main ingredient, collagen. It helps your body to reproduce and get back on the bandwagon because your body stopped producing collagen when you were in your late 20s. Now you stimulate it by the number one ingredient in Calitrin being collagen. Makes for better joint usage because there's the collagen supports your joints. Need to have them strong. And if you have arthritis, this will be good at disseminating that. Acid reflux, all of that. You got to take it consistently every night before you go to bed. And then it does its work while you are asleep. And so, as I said, the best way to do it is stay on the program for 6 months. And the deal this week, Easter week, at toploss.com, that's their website, toploss.com. Use the code DJV and get 6 months for the price of three. Yep. You buy three bottles, a 90-day supply, and you get the second three bottles, another 3 months free. I use the DJV code. That offer has been extended for another week after Easter. So take advantage of this special deal. The best way to lose weight is with Calitrin. Find it now at toploss.com. Get the best deal by checking the box for DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we're talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue, and that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes to your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Radio Countdown.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour. I don't know how to get my way. I'm moving right along. Victoria and I are having a little discussion about Game of Thrones, which is number 8 item. We'll get to that later on in this hour. Number 8 on the countdown. Number 1, the Mueller Report. Let's get it. Get the juices out of everybody before we move into some of the other areas of concern. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. What did your audience think? How did you engage your audience once the report came out? How much time did you spend on it? And what was there any conclusion, any agreement, any of that stuff?
Some people have actually gone over some of it. It was in the afternoon, the day it was released, so we just had a little bit of information. Was it meeting people's expectations and their hopes and their dreams? You said earlier, Doug, wisely, that Congress needs to get over this, stop messing with it, get to the work of running the country. And I would say this is the business of the Democrats to win 2020. It's also the business of cable news to try to improve their ratings by prosecuting Trump, wherein the professional prosecutors would not do it. And Jennifer laid this out very, very well at the very, very beginning about all of these accusations and the evidence, which the prosecutor said did not rise to the level of actual criminal activity, something they could prosecute. At CNN, I'm watching them, and they're saying, oh, yeah, they could prosecute this. And they went through the whole list of how to prosecute this. I just think this is easily predictable. We all predicted this stuff was going to happen. And I'm more interested in what's happening here in little old Delaware, because that has more to do with our lives than this does.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to do anything except create narratives for the election. Does anybody disagree?
John, let's let you take it from your prospect. You're in South Florida, east side of Florida. What's the buzz there about this? Because Florida is more of a supportive state in general toward Trump. So what are the folks that you're around thinking and saying?
Well, the buzz around here, Doug, and everybody else is the fact that while everybody's saying this doesn't really prove anything. At the same time, it does indicate, I think, and from what we're hearing, there definitely is a Russian connection. Apparently, the Russians did tamper, from what we're finding out here in Florida, with some of the counties and their ballot boxes, or their electronic voting machines, I should say. And apparently that has now been proven, and
that is going to be a big issue coming up here for the next general election as well. So when Trump says he believed Putin over our government officials and our intelligence, that's raising a big flag, and that's not settling too well with a lot of people. Also having the Attorney General, the U.S. Attorney General, act more as a defense attorney for Trump, that's kind of troublesome to a lot of people. But overall, I don't think this is changing the way in which anybody feels one way or the other. And we need to get over this. And if not, it's going to be haunting us for the next 2 years. However, with that being said, I go back to the Russians, and apparently there was direct connection with the Russians and the last presidential election, and some type of tampering with the electronic ballot boxes, and there's talk about how are we going to prevent this.
Well, that would be my question. I would think that people down there would be more interested in how they can keep the Russians from messing. It's the most direct example in our country, anyway, of them messing with it. I think that's what came out in part of this. And for me, it's a significant part. I don't think there's much else in this thing that is very significant. But how they meddled in an election in a couple of counties in Florida, I think that's big stuff, frankly.
Yeah, in Palm Beach County. Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I thought there was one other county, too, besides Palm Beach, that was affected by them. But the point is, how do they do it, and how do you stop them? I think that is something moving forward that is important, John. John Harper from WMEL, Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A strong storm system barreling through the South on Friday killed an 8-year-old girl in Florida and threatened to bring tornadoes to parts of the Carolinas and Virginia. Storm Prediction Center meteorologist John Hart says the weather patterns should calm down now.
The storm that has produced so much of the severe weather for the past 2 or 3 days across the southern and southeastern United States is moving offshore. And so through the weekend, the storm will be off the coast. The threat of severe weather will have ended, and the weather will get much quieter across the nation.
Democrats on Capitol Hill are calling for the Attorney General to release the full unredacted report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for the report. A DOJ spokeswoman is calling the subpoena premature and unnecessary. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Review now on the air. We spent the first half hour of the hour talking about the number one story this week, the Mueller Report. And as you might imagine, the top three names on the people list from Talkers Magazine that you can find again, as I say, every week, published at Talkers.com. William Barr is three. Robert Mueller is two. Donald Trump is one. From number 10 to number one, let's see how far we can get here. Some of the other stories, the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball. I think the biggest story in sports is Gronk denting the the trophy. Yeah. And Bridget Moynihan in her tell-all book about her relationship with Tom Brady. That seems to have the gossip mongers all worked up.
Oh, you
didn't know about that book?
I've been sick in bed, but in Europe. But are there details?
Yes, there are explicit details. Yes,
right. Really?
Yes.
So you may can you tell anything on the air, or are they so explicit that you cannot?
You accused me about 10 minutes ago of being a spoiler, and you threatened me.
I did.
If I told you anything about the Game of Thrones, which is number 8 this week, why would I take it any differently when if I were going to expose something that other people might not want to hear about?
Oh, you're such a tease!
What's the headline on it, Doug? What is the headline?
Bridget Moynihan. Still hasn't got. She hasn't gotten over Brady. I think that's kind of what you read between the lines. That would be the way I'd.
Oh, poor thing. That's sad.
All right. Number
nine.
Number nine is Tiger. Tiger Woods is number one. Number nine.
Something.
Isn't that more a story of redemption than anything else?
Yeah. Redemption and the proof that you can come back
from
and
the dead.
This is a comeback from the dead, Lazarus. This was amazing. This was so thrilling. so thrilling.
Doesn't it also play into Americans? We love to see those who have risen to the top be brought down, and those who are underdogs rise again. This also brought a lot of stories from my listeners about times when people told them, you're a failure. You'll never be any good at what you want to do, which is what sportscasters were saying about Tiger for 10 years. He's done. He should quit. And I had great stories from listeners talking about times when people said, you'll never be successful, and they were. That was fun.
I was watching this in England, and it was exactly the same thing. It was the comeback. It was you'll never be any good again. You're done. You're finished. And that was the narrative. It was that yes, you can be. Yes, you can come back from nothing. And it's the same thing. Root for the underdog. Always root for the underdog. And it was absolutely thrilling.
Victoria Jones here from the D.C. Radio Company. John Harper, WMEL in Florida. Rick Jensen from WDEL. John, this is something that I think plays as well, if not better, in Florida than it may anywhere else. Yes?
It certainly does. It has really, really hit a lot of listeners down here with many of the comments that Victoria just had. I think it proves that no matter what age you are, you can always make a comeback. It seems like Americans and people throughout the world love an underdog. They love a great comeback story, and this has all of the elements to make a terrific tell-all book, movie, whatever, of a great comeback, and that he certainly has done.
My takeaway is his girlfriend is pretty short. So let's keep moving
on. Yeah, she is. Yeah.
Number 8, the aforementioned Game of Thrones season debut. Victoria and I and a group of other people, we should bring Jensen and Harper with us the next time we go on one of these trips, Victoria.
Yeah.
The mastery of the Game of Thrones and how they have completely, through their public relations machine, captivated the audience, whether it was an audience that was faithful, but 16 million people watched this in the first hour last Sunday, and through the course of the week, I've been told that as many as a billion people around the world watched this damn thing.
Wow.
And all it is a bunch of dragons eating up people and zombies and all of that stuff.
There are no zombies. There aren't zombies.
Yes, there are. There are zombies.
They are white walkers. They're not zombies.
Oh, I see. Okay.
If you don't mind. That's something. No, what I had
to say
was it was very complicated for me because I couldn't watch it on Sunday night. And so Monday I traveled from Ireland to England. And normally what I would do when I'm traveling, you know, you're stuck in the airport or you've just arrived at your destination, think, oh, I'll go online, see what the news is. You know, we're in the news business. And it was like, no, I can't. And I certainly can't go on to BuzzFeed because BuzzFeed News is very good. I can't go on CNN. I can't go into my email. I can't do anything. I had to have a news-free
Victoria,
day.
Get a life, will you? For God's sakes, get a life.
I can't. I have no life.
Good Lord. All right, speaking of somebody who has no life, that fat little crapper in North Korea, number 7, he's waving his little wand around again, threatening to test something. So do we just squeeze him a little bit more sanctions? What do we do? Rick, what's your thought on
that? What are you talking about? Little Un? The little
I'm
Un.
I'm talking about,
it's
yes.
Saber,
little, yes.
Yeah, yeah. The little Un. It's saber-rattling. Look, he has failed to develop any sort of peace plan with the United States. His people know about it, and so he has to rattle the saber and test a weapon that is short in range and long in message only for his people. I don't think that it's anything other than what he's always done.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else got anything worth anything, or we all think the same on it on this level?
Well, I think it's a sort of a combo player. I think what was quite funny about it was him saying that he'll deal with people. He's not going to deal with Pompeo anymore, and the language he used, that was quite funny. It was really quite funny. And he, you know, the his talks with Trump fell down. But what he wants to do is he wants to deal with Trump. He thinks he can get a deal with Trump because he thinks he can talk around Trump if he's dealing with him one-on-one. But also, he actually, and, you know, he is a complete authoritarian dictator, but he took a 65-hour train ride to the last summit, and that was reported on in North Korea, and he came back with zilch. And so for the first time, he didn't look good in his own country. And so this, you know, he lost face. And so he does have to start ramping things up a bit. So you're absolutely right. This is, he's got to start doing something. And apparently it was not a nuclear, you know, not a nuclear test. But I think we are going to start to see some tickling of the United States to try and get a reaction.
I just wonder.
I think Victoria is right. And I'm just surprised that China did not have any more influence or any influence on him from what we can tell. So I'm kind of surprised about that. But, Victoria, I think you're absolutely right when he has to do something to save face with his people because he ended up empty-handed after that last summit.
Yeah, he looked the same when he came back as he did when he left. A short, fat little guy, chain-smoking, overweight little crapper, who's got a bad haircut. That's, I think, what we take away from him and all his nonsense. Number six, the jobless claims. This, for me, I'll make quick work of this. For me, this is the number one issue of the election, the campaign. And if the numbers continue to be where they are or even get better between now and 2020, you're going to have a hard time beating Trump because he'll hammer these home. He'll hammer the economy. The jobless claims, the number of people who are unemployed gone down to under three. Well, it's a 3%. Whatever the number is, it's always twice what the number is because these are only people who are reporting or trying to claim money. But there are another equal number that are, you know, been through the benefits and they're done. But still, it's a number that bodes well. The stock market was good this past week, continues to be high. So, you know, all this other nonsense is just that. It becomes complete nonsense. All it does is, as I think Rick said or John said, gets this continuing negative focus by CNN, which is, you know, you expect it from MSNBC, and you now do expect it from CNN. It's so trite, but yet they use it and sell their numbers to the advertisers, and that's really what it's all about. The bottom line is, how much money can we make following this course of action? 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Let me help you if you had a bad night's rest. If you didn't sleep well last night, you probably got lousy pillows, got a lousy mattress, lousy sheets, lousy mattress topper, all those things are lousy. So how about we fix all of them in one visit to MyPillow.com, where you can not only get the best mattress topper, the best pillows, but the best sheets. Those of you who love those the thickly stitched percale sheets, cotton sheets, now let's get to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, and receive 30% off the price using the DJV code, free shipping as well. That's right, free shipping and 30% off. These are brand new sheets. This is a brand new product. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV for the best deal on the sheets and everything else. Again, the code that's necessary is DJV at MyPillow.com. Stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from number 10 to number 1, according to the work and the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the NBA playoffs, what's basically the top action in sports talk radio always kind of filters in to the number 10 spot on the countdown. It's just every week it's different, as are the topics. So NBA playoffs, certainly a focus, and how the teams are doing in baseball. That's number 10. Number 9, a sports-related story, but I think it's much more than that. It's deeper than that. Tiger Woods reclaims his fame, his position. It's a great American story. That's number 9. The Game of Thrones, not necessarily a great American story, but lots of people watching it. Number 7, the North Koreans testing weapons again. Number 6, how the jobless claim numbers showed up this week. the college admission scandals, number 5, the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, number 4, presidential politics, number 3, the border crisis, number 2, and the Mueller report, number 1. No surprise, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you constantly waking up having to fix your sheets because your fitted sheet is so unfitted? Do your sheets keep you hot at night? I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there. But not anymore, not thanks to my MyPillow Giza cotton sheets. I'm getting a full night's rest without the pain of having to fix my sheets. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, called Giza. Grown only in a small area near the Mediterranean Sea, it's cotton super smooth and breathable, extremely durable, made with deep pockets that will fit over any bed, and just like those MyPillows we love so much, our Giza sheets are 100% machine washable, dryable cotton, super duper. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, get 30% off and free shipping when you use the promo code DJV. That's right, free shipping at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Get yours today at MyPillow.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
On the people list this week from Talkers, the top 10 items, or not items, but people, Tiger Woods comes in at number 10, number 9, Lori Loughlin, number 8, Bill Weld. I'd like to see him make some noise, wouldn't you? A very interesting politician. Ann Coulter, number 7, I put her in the same category as the other people here. Maybe it sounds sexist and is not aimed at that. Ms. Omar, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, Ms. Pelosi, 7, 6, and 5 on the list. Bernie Sanders, number 4. William Barr is at number 3. Robert Mueller is at number 2 on the list. And number 1 would be the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and whatever hot water he's in this week. It's always a show, isn't it, huh? And it is a show. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Because most of talk radio is political. Let's spend the last couple of minutes here with our panel, Victoria Jones, John Harper, Rick Jensen. Thanks to all of you, by the way, for being here. The number 3 item this week, because 5 is the admission scandal. There's nothing new there. Notre Dame, that fire. There is something to be talked about there, but it's not a conspiracy. The fire started with too many people using off the same electrical box, and it overheated, and bingo bango, that was the end of that. The presidential politics item number 3, it seems to me that there's a certain amount of desperation that I feel and sense. I don't feel anything from the Republicans because I don't see them really supporting Trump one way. I mean, they're going to vote for him, but I don't feel a groundswell of, yeah, here's our president. He's been vindicated. All I hear is Adam Schiff and his baloney. I don't even hear much from Nancy Pelosi, frankly, because she knows that this is something that they're not going to be able to win on, so let's keep moving. But Schiff, my God, he's like a one-note samba, bang, 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 bang. What the hell does he think he's going to get out of it, and how is he representing his constituents? Thoughts, Victoria? We got a minute.
He feels he has something. He's the Intelligence Committee. He has access to information we don't have. So he feels he has something. We may never know what he has. That's the thing. He has intelligence. So what's the point? But the Democrats are so disunited that they may just give Trump a win anyway.
Rick Jensen, what are your listeners thinking?
I think that he's going for re-election. His district loves him, and that's what he's going for.
That's it. All right, John Harper, What are you, anybody talking about this down in Florida with any?
Bottom line is Pelosi for once is showing some intelligence and putting up a caution flag of not pursuing this further. So I think that's good advice on her part. Whether or not the Democrats take it remains to be seen.
Yeah, you pursue this at your own peril, it would seem to me, at this point. John Harper from WMEL, thank you. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, thank you. Victoria Jones from DC Radio Company, get better fast, 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
5 hot hits from the world of technology now. Our focus here at 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with a spoiler. The number one story this week has to do with Game of Thrones. Okay? Nah.
You've been dying to give a spoiler for a show that you don't watch.
That's true. All right, so Victoria Keeley is going to go through from number 5 to number 1. And we start with the Amazonians at number 5.
Yep, Amazon is reportedly in talks to offer a free ad-supported tier of its music service. Now, we don't have specific details when this will launch, or if it will be like a radio type of thing, or if it'll be on demand, but the new free service will emphasize Amazon as a direct competitor to Spotify, which leads the market. Amazon plans to promote the new option through its Echo speaker, so you'll probably be hearing ads for that soon. And music is, even though we don't think of music and Amazon together, it's actually a pretty big part of their business. Last year, a rep said that Amazon Music has tens of millions of active subscribers. If you're a Prime member, then you get access to a select catalog of music that's free, and then you can also upgrade your subscription from $3.99 to $9.99, depending on the number of devices that you have. And despite Amazon's music growth, the category is still a loss leader for Amazon, but it can actually afford to subsidize the cost because it has so many other profitabilities in, various areas that they kept getting into, taking over Barnes & Noble bookstores, and they have Amazon books now and all kinds of stuff. So, but the bottom line is, if you are a Prime member, you can start listening to some of the Amazon music free.
All right, number 4 is a focus on a certain type of binge watching.
Yeah, and according to a new study published in the Journal of Science Advances, watching too much coverage of domestic terrorism can cause people to develop symptoms of PTSD, and that's post-traumatic stress disorder. The symptoms, in turn, can actually cause people to seek out even more upsetting coverage in the future. So it creates a cycle that's pretty hard to break. University of California at Irvine, psychologists spent 3 years collecting data from over 4,000 residents. This began with the Boston Marathon bombings in 2013. So many people followed that story relentlessly, whether it was on social media. And I remember following it myself on Twitter, on the police scanners, and that's really kind of what started it. Then the next incident that they studied was the 2016 Orlando nightclub shooting. And people who watched that that coverage, binge-watching that coverage, actually had more PTSD symptoms than people who were even at the incident. So it's just very, basically the study says you have to really keep you've got to keep a lid on how much stuff you watch when it's bad news, because it can really have long-term effects.
Yep. All right, number three this week on our countdown to the number one story in terms of viability in the content department has sort of a focus on Hulu.
Well, Hulu might look very different a year from now, and that's because AT&T sold its 10% stake in Hulu back to Hulu for $1.43 billion. And so what that means is now that AT&T has been part of the Warner Media, which was Time Warner and AT&T, the big merger, AT&T is probably going to pull all the properties that they own, like TBS and TNT and other networks, and they're probably just going to have their own streaming service. Now, this is bad news for Hulu watchers, because Hulu is the only streaming platform that really allows you to watch a lot of different shows from various networks. And the bad news really that's coming down the road, and as far as I see it, is Hulu's going to end up being just a big Disney property. Right now, Disney owns 66% of it. So it's probably going to get lumped into
ABC
the new Disney
shows.
Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so there's there won't be as much variety. So if you're watching old shows, finish watching them now, because they may not exist on Hulu for much longer.
All right, number two is a continuing focus on Disney.
Yep, Disney Plus announced their big streaming service this week for $7 a month, or $69 for the whole year. This will start November 12th. You're going to get all of the Star Wars movies. There are new series that are based on Star Wars. There are so many movies that are going to be part of this streaming service. Tons of kids stuff, 7,500 episodes of Disney TV shows, including all of Hannah Montana. And this is going to be, I think, a direct hit to Netflix. This is going to be a really, really big challenge. And Netflix is going to have to come up with a lot of original content to keep people there, as opposed to having them, you know, just migrate over to Disney Plus.
All right, and cheerfully, I give you the number one story about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, Game of Thrones was the big story this week. They returned to HBO for the season 8 premiere, which is also the final season. And the bad news for HBO is that 55 million pirated views of illegal streams, downloads, and torrents happened in the first 24 hours. 17.5 million viewers watched it on HBO, but then think about it. That's a lot of free pirating video happening. So HBO is going to have to crack down on that.
Enjoy the simple things in life, folks. It's 59 past the hour. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.